Girls and boys are Waverly. Wow, it's been a, talk about a phenomenal year. Boy, I know boys fell a little bit short last year, but this boys team is really out. I would say, hey, they want to win this. I would think they want to win this crown, Class B crown in the worst way, don't they?
Yeah, they have. We've had, we've been right at it, runner up the last couple years, and, you know, we've had some bad luck, so we're trying to be cautiously optimistic and excited to see what we could do, this next week on the boys side for sure.
Again, you've had some great teams top to bottom, but is this the most well-rounded, the talent, most talented you feel of all those teams?
Well, yeah, I think this is the most, I mean, you know, really on the track, especially, you know, between our, you know, we're really solid, you know, in the 100 through 800 races. You know, we got a couple kids in each of those events, and, you know, and then, you know, really, we got a couple young miler and two milers too that, you know, they're starting to develop, so that's a lot of fun, and a couple sprinkling some field event guys here and there, but then all of our relays of course are awfully strong, so
big story,
a lot of fun,
no question about it, no question. Big story, of course, what, just a couple of weeks ago, running that mile relay, and an incredible 3:18. When you saw that four run and the way they were running, it's like, oh my gosh, we're gonna make a little history here.
Well, yeah, you know, and the truth is we had a kid come out, Drew Mosier. He was a state champion wrestler, and he had never really done track before. And he came out this year, so we kind of weren't sure we had a good chance at breaking that record last year, and we put the baton on the track at the state meet, and so we weren't sure what we had this year, and then this kid ran earlier in the year, and we thought, wow, we're awfully close, and then so we knew Cree would be a good day to go after it. It's fast track at Doan, and they were determined to set it that day, so they did, so we were excited.
Running the 42s, the 4x1, and your 4x8, 8:10, so all three of those out to win some gold and score a lot of points for you coming up this weekend.
Yeah, if we can perform well in those three, you know, I mean, that sets you up really well, and then, you know, those kids are excited, and then we start filling them in with the individual points, and that's our hope, you know, as we go through and do those things. So.
Great high jumper, great vaulter, those field events are going to be awfully important as well, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are, you know, both our Land and Scott, our pole vaulter, and Cohen Burhoop, our high jumper, are really starting to peak right now really well. So if they can go get it done on the, you know, and they both qualified in those events last year for the first time. So hopefully they'll come in with a little bit of confidence and, you know, kind of not quite have the jitters that they had a year ago at this time. So.
Don't be surprised, especially in that 4x8, you know, Lincoln Christian and you, your team could battle it out for 1 and 2 again.
They could. You know, I know that 4x8 is always kind of an interesting race because you never know how, you know, teams are playing it, you know, throughout the state. Nobody, you know, because it's so early in the meet, nobody really just loads their full team up until state time. So I know Scott's got a good one, and Blair and all those guys. So it'll be fun. It'll be a fun race.
How about your girls? And a runner-up. And I know last year didn't score maybe as many points as you wanted to, but your girls' team better this year, you feel?
We are. You know, we have a young lady, sophomore girl, Alana De Palma, who has really had an outstanding season. She was good last year, and she just kind of didn't have the state meet she had hoped to, especially in her individual events, but she's been running determined all year there. And we have a young 800 runner freshman girl, Emma Stephenson, who's been kind of running good times too. And, you know, same with our boys team. You know, I think all three of our girls relay teams are right up there in the, you know, in the top 2-3 in each of them. So I think as a program, when we can get all six relay teams competitive, makes it a lot of fun.
And you mentioned those first two girls being sophomore and freshman, some young talent for you.
You know, really, we're pretty young across the board on the girls side. You know, I think of all our girl qualifiers, I think only three of them are seniors. So We got a young group back there. Our 4x8s, you know, well, it's mostly all, there's not an upperclassman on our relays except for one senior sprinter.
You got a pretty good vaulter and, you know, a high jump or a long jumper in there as well. You're hoping maybe boost those marks and those extra points, whether it be a third, fourth, fifth, or sixth, it could help you down the line, couldn't it?
Yeah. You know, our girls' vault will be interesting. You know, Avery Scott, she placed last year as a freshman in the vault, and so she'll come down there kind of, you know, ready to go. And then we have a senior girl who kind of battled a little bit of a wrist injury all year. And she has only been vaulting back for a couple of weeks, and, you know, she hit the mark last week to go, and I think she's another one, too, that could maybe sneak up in there. And, you know, we got a long jumper, too, Annie Harms, who's really kind of coming on at the right time, so we kind of hope that she can pop one and see what happens.
Well, it's going to be a busy 2 days for you, Coach, no question. You're active from start to finish, and this group would like nothing better to top five finish. Hey, and for the boys, they want to win it this year, no question.
They sure do. So it'll be a lot of fun. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things, and, you know, the thing about track is you just got to worry about you, and, you know, you can't do much about what everybody else does. You just got to be the best that you can be and hope that works out for you.